We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday morning show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And keeping with our show, which we've been talking about marijuana all show, we've had a couple caregivers in earlier to talk about lots of different aspects. We had Brian Doucette and Kate Hosier. We're in talking about where South Haven City is right now on marijuana. And then we've also had Natalie Thompson, the police chief here, and talking about, you know, kind of where the law a little bit and where South Haven is going. But my next guest is even bigger and better than that. She is the Allegan County Prosecutor, Myrene K. Cook, which I always have a time because she graduated in 1989 together, and she was K. Munn. So, Kay, it's a pleasure to have you on the show this morning.
Thank you for having me here, Rob. I'm excited.
Me too. That was quite a lead up. Finally, we got to you. But, you know, I'm almost nervous having you in the studio with me because you're one of the kind of people that I always tried to run from in earlier days.
Oh, come on now. We're friends, so there's nothing to be nervous about.
Well, good. It's always good to have a friend that's in the prosecutor's office. But, you know, when we're talking about marijuana, one of the things that we've been trying to figure out, everybody who's talking about, nobody really knows the law. It's, there is some black and white, but it's very, very convoluted. Can you kind of tell me a little bit about where it is right now and how you see this law?
Well, I think you're right on the money with the part that the law is very convoluted. There have been a number of trainings across the state. I've attended them. My staff's attended them. Law enforcement has attended. But it's very difficult to understand this law. It's not as black and white as this is it and here it is. There's a lot of different caveats to it, a lot of different parts. So I think it's going to be a little bit of a learning curve for everybody to understand what it is. I think as time, also the law is going to evolve a little bit, add mm-hmm. things, change things as it needs to be. So I think it's going to be something that's an ongoing learning thing that we need to look at.
Well, what do you see as probably the most confusing part of it?
One of the most confusing parts, I think, is that anyone under the age of 21 still cannot possess, have, or consume marijuana. And I don't think everybody really understands that. So there's that piece. But the other part that talks about how much you can have, where you can have it, whether it's in your home, in your car, in your possession, I think the law goes into a lot of different tangents, and that can make it very mm-hmm. difficult to follow.
Well, and you know, you're in a unique place as a prosecutor where there's a lot of unwritten case law. This is all new to really everybody, law enforcement and those that prosecute it. You know, how do you approach this with this being such a new thing and there's, you know, the lack of case law?
I think that's the hard part because there is a lack of precedent to know how you should handle these cases. So in Allegan County, one of the things I do is I have a monthly chief's meeting. So I meet with all the chiefs of police, with all the agencies, and we talk about what's happening in other counties. We watch to see what cases are proceeding and see what maybe some of the issues might be and what some of the benefits are, certainly. And in trying to review all of that, it can be difficult. But I think the biggest key is education, making sure that my staff is educated as well as our law enforcement.
And when you're doing this, and you know, because you know, there used to be the us and them, and there's law enforcement on one side, and then there's everybody else that is not part of that. But now we're in a place with these new laws being so new, I think we're in a place where most everybody can work together to help develop some of this, you know, and it's not just lawmakers saying this is the law. We've actually have the opportunity as citizens to voice our opinions too, and maybe help, you know, give your opinions and sway what you do.
I think there are pros and cons to everything, and I think it's helpful to have opinions from across the community. Without that, I think then you're looking at a more us versus them aspect. And in Allegan County, I really stress the need for community involvement. My office is very involved in the community and other aspects of things, as well as law enforcement pieces. So I want to make sure we do hear from what the public wants and try to add that in when we can.
And that is just so important, I think, to have that togetherness and a cooperative spirit between the law enforcement and regular citizens. You know, when this came around, I remember in the news, there's a lot of places like the Muskegon County prosecutor, they were going back and looking at old marijuana cases and maybe expunging some of those records and evaluating whether they should still be in prison or what. Are you doing that too?
We are not going back retroactively and looking at expunging old cases, but at the time that the the new law passed, we had a number of cases pending in Allegan County, whether they were felonies or misdemeanors. And so what I did is I personally looked at each and every misdemeanor file. If it was a first offense or a second offense with a very small amount, there was no driving involved, no other criminality that could have been involved in the case, I voluntarily dismissed the misdemeanor. If it was a situation where they had a prior offense or they had a little bit larger amount, I did request that they do community service. So that benefited the community. If they completed the community service, then the case would be dismissed. As far as the felonies go, however, I took a different stance on that because at the time that those cases were committed and they were charged with very serious felony charges, I felt it was important to follow the law as it was at the time those cases were charged, mm-hmm. and those felony cases are still being prosecuted.
Okay. Well, what do you do, as Annie said, like I said, there's a lot of different things that nobody knows about. There's all, you know, people that are for the legalization recreationally and medicinally, which has already been around for years, but this recreational, you know, what do you say to some of them to keep them grounded a little bit about, you know, and I'm not asking for any specific cases, but, you know, tell me something that of something that you should say, you know, this really still is an issue and we have to make sure that we do it right as far as, you know, the amount that you can have in your system or all those other things. Because this is, like I said, this is all very, very wide open, and but you deal with it almost daily.
We do. And I think one of the things that we have to look at in that law is there are some pieces that are missing. And in my opinion, I think they're integral pieces that are missing. For example, it says you shall not consume any marijuana while operating a vehicle, boat, et cetera. So any kind of motor vehicle. But it also says you should not be driving while under the influence. It says under the influence, but it doesn't quantify what that means. So, for example, alcohol is legal. You can drink alcohol if you're over 21, right? Mm-hmm. But you still can't drink and drive. So if you can't drink and drive alcohol, you know, in the state of Michigan currently, anything above a 0.08 blood alcohol content means that your ability to operate that vehicle is impaired. And then you can be charged with operating while intoxicated, a drunk driving offense. But in this marijuana law, there is no quantification currently. So it just simply says, if you are impaired, you may not operate a vehicle.
Yeah. Well, and what's even stranger about it is we're kind of coming to the end of our time. But one thing I wanted to hit a little bit was, you know, it's prescribed, especially medicinally, it's prescribed. Isn't that the same as if somebody was taking two hits off of a joint while driving? Wouldn't that be the same as dropping a couple Vicodin down their throat?
Well, certainly the drugs are different in nature and they can have a different effect on your central nervous system. And that's what we're looking at. We don't want people to be driving while under the influence of any kind of drug that will impair their ability to operate the vehicle. It's dangerous for them. It's dangerous for the other citizens on the road. So I think you really have to look at the amounts. And the amounts are the hard part because this law doesn't tell us what they should be.
Oh my God, we're at the end of our time already, and that just flew by, and I think we could probably talk about this for hours upon hours, but that's not in the cards for the show. So, Myrene, Kay, it's awesome. I'm so glad to have you on the show, and it was my privilege to have you here. Thank you for coming this morning.
Well, thank you. It was actually my privilege.
We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.